Okay, so the first group of tasks is the set that come under collaboration. And under collaboration, we have, just to refresh ourselves, we have design, listening, powerful questions, curiosity, action and accountability, efficacy, and environment. Now, the key aspect of the collaborative skills is, of course, as you have heard me say many times, the design of the relationship with your client. And we want to be thinking here about what might need to be redesigned or what changes might want to be specifically looked at within the context of moving from a recovery to a wellness footing or point of view with our clients. Now, it's an interesting idea as to how does this redesign come about, and at what point do we as coaches put up our hands and suggest to our clients or invite our clients to think about the idea that they really are now talking about their lives and their experience of their lives more through the idea of deepening and maintaining wellness than they are initiating, developing, and moving the process of recovery along. Some clients will not necessarily see that there is immediately a difference between the recovery and the wellness perspective, in the sense that they may well have transitioned into more of a wellness perspective from a recovery perspective without really realizing that that has taken place. One of your jobs as the coach is to notice how this process is unfolding and reflect back to them that there are these changes and that they have taken place and that you are noticing them and inviting them to consider their own point of view about where they have brought themselves in their process. So there is a long debate that tends to take place, particularly in certain healthcare challenges, like, for instance, addiction recovery, mental health recovery, and so on, where people become very anchored and attached to the idea that they are in recovery and will want to take a position that they are always in recovery. The idea being that nothing is ever over, that the process of recovery in certainly some behavioral healthcare challenges is an ongoing experience. And this is not something that we want to have an opinion about, in the sense that it is not our job to try to convince somebody that they no longer need to identify themselves as still in a recovery process, or indeed try to get them to embrace the idea that they have recovered. Some people get very scared of the idea of saying that they've recovered, and continue to wish to describe themselves always in an ongoing process of recovery. Nevertheless, there will come a time in those clients' lives where the markers of their life, i.e., the aspects of their life. And when I say aspects, we could think about the dimensions of wellness, for instance, or we could think about the segments in the recovery wheel. However they have put together and been working on their recovery process, there will come a time when the balance of energies in their life and the way they're living it really do more fit wellness characteristics than they do recovery characteristics. So this means that things that they previously found very hard, they now find they can accomplish quite easily. They have built up reserves of insight into themselves, understanding on how they work. They have invested in relationships, circles of support. They have tried things that haven't worked, have learnt from those experiences. They've tried things that have worked, In short, they have managed to bring about a considerable change in their ability to manage different aspects of their own lives, and some of these things will have become quite easy. So in our model, we want to see what might be available to them, to our clients, if they start to enter into this process of their life from this different perspective of now that I'm well, or now that I am living more of a well life than a life that is one that was very difficult and challenging that I was moving out of. I'm now, if you like, arriving or have arrived in the place that I described that I wanted to arrive in. So this redesign process here is really important because its main purpose really is to allow our clients to investigate for themselves how flexible they can and wish to be in embracing this different stage that they might have found themselves in. And it's useful for us also because it allows us to, with our clients, is to have them, if you like, reflect back on the journey that they've taken, the ground that they've covered, in a way that reinforces their learning and reinforces their own understanding of their own abilities to learn and change and impact on their own lives. And this is really an important aspect. Now, what can also get revealed in this design process, and design, as we're talking about it in the coaching context, refers to the nature of the relationship that we have with our clients and how they are accessing us as a resource. So what are they expecting from us? What do they need from us? How can we push the boundaries of our collaboration as coach and client out in a way that will continue to give value to them, add value, and add positive impact to their lives? You will have heard me talk about the fact that if a coach who is skilled at working in the recovery phase cannot themselves adapt and change to work in a wellness context on an ongoing basis with a client who has been successful in their recovery process, it is probably the case that you will cease to be as useful to them as you could be or as you were in the earlier stages of working with them. Now, in a way, you could say that the client will outgrow the coach. I'm hoping that you are a coach who will actually have the capacity to both start the journey with them, stay on the journey with them, and keep on that journey with them, even when the early challenging, problematic days will be in a dim past for them. You will then be helping them deepen the overall fulfillment of their lives without it being orientated around crisis, problem solving, and suffering. And that's a very exciting prospect for us as coaches. So it's important that this redesign also flags up to your client that you actually do have this gear change potential in you, that you far from, it, you've sort of running out of road with your client, now you actually are able to work with them and take them forward. So in this redesign process, you will be reflecting back to them the journey so far. You will be talking about the achievements that they've made, and you will be inviting them. Perhaps you can propose to them, this is a good strategy to propose to them, that you spend one or two sessions, unless of course they have some overriding topic that they really want coaching on, but that you devote a little bit of your time over the next few sessions to redesigning, relooking, asking those questions like what's next, what's it, having them experience for themselves with you What's it like to have been successful so far? What is it like for them to have actually made this journey to have transformed these things, these aspects that they have transformed? And of course, there will be things they're still working on. There'll be channels within your relationship with them where they have wanted things to change and perhaps they haven't changed yet or they haven't been successful in bringing about that change. Nevertheless, there will have been aspects of their lives which will have changed. They will have learned a lot about themselves. So it's important for you to bring all that into the redesign at this point.